thrilled we got as many people out as we did. This is great. We're going to have us a great celebration of Christmas, a celebration of Jesus' birth. So let's open with a word of prayer, and then we'll do our Advent candles, and we've got some special music for us today, and we're just going to have us a good old time. Dear Heavenly Father, we are as always thankful for the opportunity to be in your holy house as we fellowship with each other, as we celebrate with each other's joys and we share in each other's concerns. And we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to celebrate the birth of your only begotten Son, that gift you gave us 2,000 years ago that stays with us today and watches over us each and every day and blesses us always. Be with us this afternoon as we celebrate that time, that gift, and help us, Lord, to be lifted up and feel the spirit of Christmas. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there were with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that had heard and seen, and it has been told to them.
Thank you so much. All right. We've got some special music for us this morning. Our district superintendent, Reverend Mark Gibbons, is going to come up and sing for us, and I'm excited about it.
Well, thank you for this invitation to be with you all on this special day. One of the characters of the Christmas story that I think historically is not been as concentrated upon as Joseph. Let me just read from Matthew's Gospel this passage of God coming to Joseph in preparation for this special birth. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And when Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but he had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This song is written by one of my favorite relatively contemporary composers, Michael Card, who captures the human emotions that Joseph was going through, perhaps better than anything I've seen. So let's play. How could it be, this baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully? The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small, his face and hands so fair. And when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. But when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. This baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully. The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be?
Ahead and sing some
well-known
Christmas hymns, and then Faith's going to sing for us, and we're going to sing another hymn, and then Mark's going to sing for us again. We're just going to have us a wonderful time this afternoon. Oh, Come All Ye Faithful, 234. Our next one is 196, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Thank you.
to sing 230, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh hear the angel voices, oh no. Gospel is peace. and in his name all oppression shall cease. With hymns of joy in grateful chorus raising, let every heart adore his holy name. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was
read a little bit of Luke 2, very familiar to most, I'm sure. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all in the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house of the family of David. He went to register with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." That second section that I read there, 8 through 14, probably most people remember that from Charlie Brown. I noticed the other day I was looking at that, and somebody brought up the fact that, and I had never caught this before, if you'll notice, you'll watch him on stage, you know, he's always got that security blanket with him. He always needs his security. But as he is reciting that, and he says, "Fear not," he drops his blanket. He says, "Fear not," because he no longer needs that security blanket anymore, and he doesn't pick it up again until he's done and starts to walk off stage. I had never caught that before, and I thought that was really interesting. Fear not, and you don't need that security anymore. And that's why God sent us Christ, and I thought that was just a great little story. So, the communion we're doing today is in the bulletins. I call it a modern communion. It's a communion that was done at the annual conference, not this last summer, but the summer before, and I thought it was very good communion, and so I thought we would do it today. "We have not believed you or trusted in your power.
Lord, help our unbelief.
We have stained our souls by our action and inaction.
Cleanse us, Lord.
We are broken by disease, bruised by the sins of others, weakened and unable to repair ourselves. We ignore your call to center our lives in you, and so are deaf to the hopes and cries of the poor, the sick, the needy, and the earth.
Ground us, Lord.
When we confess our sinful ways, God abundantly pardons. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven. Glory to God.
By one Spirit, we are all baptized into the one body. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to you, Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to praise you, Lord.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Holy Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is praised among all peoples. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are holy, Almighty One. Blessed are you, Jesus Christ. In the power of the Spirit, you created all things, blessed them, and called them good. You called to yourself a people to make your mercy and truth known in all the world. We betrayed your calling.
You were faithful.
We wandered from the way.
You called us to return and led us home.
And still we turned from your ways, abused your creatures, and made ourselves slaves to sin and death. At the right time you came and dwelt among us as one of us, bringing good news to the poor, healing the sick, raising the dead, sharing the table with the unrighteous, and teaching the way that leads to life. But your incarnation, life, suffering, execution, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery, and made a new covenant with us by water and the Spirit. On the night of your betrayal, Lord Jesus, you took bread, blessed it, broke it, gave it to your disciples and said, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." You did the same with the cup after the supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out is the new covenant in my blood." Blessed Trinity, in remembrance of all you have done to save us, we offer ourselves to you in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we sing and proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has come among us. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ abides with us. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us.
Pour out your Spirit on us.
Pour out your Spirit on these gifts.
Pour out your Spirit on these gifts.
Make these gifts the body and blood of Christ. Abba, Father,
let your kingdom come.
Glory to you.
Glory to you.
We thank you, Lord, for this holy day. We thank you, Lord, for the gift that you've given us as we kneel at your communion rail and commune with you with repentant hearts. We know your love, mercy, and forgiveness. Rise and go in peace, for Christ is with us always. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this special day as we are reminded of the gift you gave us in your Son. As we kneel at your communion rail and we pray with you and we speak with you, we listen for your love and mercy and know your ever-forgiving heart. Arise and go in peace, for Christ is with you always. Amen. Now that very last part. Lord, you now have set your servants free to go in peace as you have promised, for these eyes of yours have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see. Blessing and honor and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're going to pass the light of Jesus. I'm going to light mine from the Christ candle, and then I'm going to walk down the center aisle, and I'm going to light the candle of the person on the very end, and tilt your unlit candle to mine, or the next one to you, so you don't drip wax on somebody. It's just better that way. All right, and we're going to sing Silent Night, and hopefully most of you know the words.
So. All is calm, all is right.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are ever so thankful for all that you are and all that you do. We thank you so much for the child that you gave us to lead us, to save us from sin. We ask, Lord, to be with us this special holiday, this Merry Christmas, that everyone would know the true meaning, and that we would pass that to our brothers and sisters around the community. For all this, in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.